Okay. So, history repeats itself. Some things never change. What is my exact point for saying that? Yeah, I can get into a long intro sometimes, but that's because I'm talkative and I ramble on too much. And some people have actually pointed that out to me. And so I'm not going to change who I am, but now I'm probably going to be less open with people. But the reason I bring this out is not for my sake, but I want people to kind of understand that, you know, I'm not the only one that might feel this way. Today, this was the second time that we got into groups of three or two or three people, and we looked at each other's essays, because right now we're doing a rough draft and we're doing a second rough draft, and we're supposed to kind of critique them and say, okay, is this what your topic sentence is? Is it a topic sentence at all? And, you know, looking at all these different stuff. Well, each time that we've grouped up, the professor ended up having to get someone to work with me because no one wanted to be my partner. And everybody's excuse is, oh, they're just ignorant. In fact, one person actually told me, they just have to get used to you. Some people have even thought, well, maybe you're doing something wrong. Maybe you don't look good. I've actually been told that by someone. Well, maybe there's something going on. You know, a few people have told me, maybe there's got to be something wrong. I don't see how there could be anything wrong. I'm not saying that I don't do anything wrong. That's not what I'm implicating in this statement, but I fully participate in class. I have a sense of humor. I'm very sociable. I'm very talkative. I'm not just the little poor blind girl that sits by herself and says, woe is me. I participate in my classes. And I don't see how that's being wrong, because I know that there are other people out there who are blind who don't even get picked. And it's not just blind people that don't get picked. It's the oddball in the group that doesn't get picked. I can understand this kind of behavior in high school. But these are fully grown adults. I know some of them are fresh out of high school, but some of these people are adults. Adults. Which should mean, and the key word is should, that they should have a little bit higher level of maturity and understanding. I'm not exactly implicating that we're all wise adults, but, you know, there should be a little bit of higher understanding of the people around you. Pause recording button. You know, back when the civil rights movement was taking place, we had the segregation, you know, of blacks and whites. When I was 10 years old, I was invited to a Christian camp. Now, they had two groups. They had the camp of people who are blind, or, you know, and then they had a camp of sighted kids from another school. Now, the groups were set up as followed: the blind campers and the adventure campers. That was how the group was labeled. And the difference between the two groups is that the blind campers, they wanted to make everyone feel welcome, so we had ages 5 to 65. The adventure campers were only kids and teens. They did not group everybody according to age group, so I, who was 10 years old, got stuck in a group with a bunch of old, cranky, diabetic women. One of them cussed because she didn't receive her medication on time. Another kept having seizures because she wasn't feeding herself appropriately. 0:28. So this limited, because of that, we had to stay in the cabin and rest. This limited my outlet to activities because the counselors had to stay and keep an eye on the diabetic women. So I was not allowed to go, obviously, because you're a child. You can't wander off by yourself. So we'll continue this discussion in another boo, because I'm running out of time. But there really is a point to this, folks.